Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Foxtrot Alpha November Golf. Roger Harden. Passed away the 22nd of July 2024. Yes, sadly Roger, a.k.a. the Dodger, passed away in the Townsville University Hospital Monday evening, the 22nd of July, after suffering a long and painful fight against multiple terminal diseases. Roger is survived by his wife, Suzette, and three sons, Stephen, Daniel and Lee. And Lee was at his father's side at the time of his passing. VK4FANG was a product of South Australia, where he eventually found himself entrenched into the transport industry, which allowed him to travel extensively throughout our great country. It was the transport industry which took Roger to Townsville. In fact, he transported the first load of steel from South Australia to Queensland Nickel Industries. During this time, Roger made his office at the Royal Oak Hotel, where he met Suzette. They married and, over time, produced the three boys. In retirement, Roger was an avid reader, history and factual stories his passion. His beloved shed became his office, bar, rum and coke, radio shack. Roger enjoyed amateur radio where he felt comfortable and contributed much to several nets in Townsville and other areas. He made numerous on-air friends and you only had to speak to him to know him. He enjoyed making contact, especially with hams from his beloved South Australia. Rest in peace, VK4FANG, Roger Harden.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZBP, and I've been thinking. No doubt there were many who follow the sport of kings and who celebrated the thoroughbred's birthday on the first of the month. In the more mundane world in which I live, it has been a time to rug up and keep warm, with the sub-Antarctic winds cooling the coast of the state through to the tropics. Just for a change, it has suggested that the weather will return to its normal pattern and showers will be around intermittently. The people who are interested in things celestial will have been suffering the disruptive influences coming from the sun. And whilst the photographers in higher regions might have been chasing auroras, we radio amateurs have been looking out for the sweet spots of shortwave propagation. Sunspot Cycle 25 is still ringing the changes with an infinitely variable tune. I wonder what you would first think of when I mention the word innovation. Is it something technical directly related to amateur radio, like a new operating mode? Or could it be something else? As much as we might enjoy how things have run and live by the adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, there are good reasons, it seems to me, to apply that word and its full meaning to how we run our clubs. We will all have noticed that the membership of the bodies that engage our interests is generally fluid, with people coming and moving on and, along the way, getting that bit older. There can be instances of when an event sparks an influx of new members looking to share our radio service and what it can offer in the way of personal attainment. Take, for instance, the situation where Jamboree of the Air brings some new faces to the door, and we not only want to help them get on air with the formalities, as well as the technical and practical matters. How many of us stop and think about these new people with their individual likes, hobbies and peer group supports? It is important that we can adapt our situation to welcome the new people and appreciate what life experience and skills that they bring with them. In the past, there has been a temptation to look down on people who hold a lower level of qualification and to expect that they would stand to attention when a full call operator entered the room. Thankfully, as more people have joined the ranks, our clubs have gained by the skills and experience that many of the F calls have brought to us. If we remember the amateur creed, there is nothing that says any of us are superior to the rest. This is where the innovation is really important to the growth and longevity of not only our radio club, but all social-type organisations. We have the need to adapt to bring in the new and to think through our activities in ways that refresh the older members and encourage the newer ones. Innovation is a necessity and a privilege to employ. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.